When my friend Tony Fitzpatrick, who's been on this show a number of times, the artist, actor, activist, bon vivant, everything else in the world, tells me he has a new favorite artist, I listen. Tony and I have known each other for, you know, pushing 40 difficult years. But he tells me, he says, Rick, we're having an incredible show by an artist named Patty Kirk. And he sent me some of her work, and Patty Kirk joins me on the phone. Patty, Tony is a very persuasive guy, but I love what he showed me of, you know how persuasive he is. He's, I mean, this is the first show you're in your early 60s, and this is your first art exhibition, isn't it?
Yes, my first solo art exhibition.
Well, the ever convincing Tony Fitzpatrick. Patty, tell me. Tony's told me a bit about you, and I'm going to read a little stuff of what he's said about you. But you tell me about yourself.
Okay, I grew up in Lombard with my mom and dad, and I had 8 brothers and sisters, so there were 9 kids, and that's how I met Tony, because we went to the same Catholic school. He was younger than me, but we were at the same Catholic school, so I didn't really know him, but my brother and sister know him.
Well, the way Tony talks about his Catholic school childhood, it's like he couldn't have been there. He had a problem with that kind of authority, is what he always says. But he, as we both know, he's a good kid. What did you know about your brother and sister knew him, and you just had heard about the legend of Tony Fitzpatrick, right?
Well, I didn't really know he was an artist until I saw him at Otto's. It was a little bar in Lombard.
Sure.
And, you know, we were in our 20s then, and he was at the bar drawing, is how I remember it. And then just through the years, so that was in the late 70s, and so through the years, I would see, I remember going to a gallery in the 80s, Carl Hammer.
Yeah,
and I remember seeing some of his work at some of the galleries when I was around, and this was probably in maybe 89, 90.
Were you an artist, Patty Kirk? Were you an artist then, too?
Yeah, I have a BFA in art, so I did, you know, I always did drawing and painting, especially after college. I started concentrating on painting, and then I had kids, 3 kids.
That will drag you away from the easel, raising 3 kids.
Yeah, and I worked retail. You know, I worked nights so I could stay home with the kids and do art on the side, painted furniture, just kind of did what fit into my lifestyle, you know, as a mom, and type of paint I was using. I would, you know, I wouldn't use oils because it smelled up the house, and I had little kids running around. So I just kind of painted so it fit into my life.
Yeah. You painting with any kind of, you know, sort of commercial aim, or it was just you were expressing an artistic passion without any specific kind of goal?
Yeah, no art, no commercial. I mean, I really am not business-minded, which is why it's taken me so long to have a show.
Yeah,
I needed a lot of help and encouragement to have a show because, I don't know, I'd been out it for so long, and I never really was a driven artist.
Yeah.
I just did it because I loved it. You know, I loved painting.
You know, one of the things, Patty Kirk, I think that's basically the way Tony started, you know, when he was, you know, if you knew him in the 70s, he was probably still having a cocktail or two in those days. And he didn't really get commercially minded till he stopped drinking. But I see your point. I know what you're talking about. It just, you know, if you're expressing your own passion, you do take some arm twist. It does take some arm twisting to make it, you know, public and to make it commercial and to have your own show. I'm assuming, I know you have a show up now at the Dime that opened last week called The Month of Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dime is Tony and Max's great, intimate art gallery at 1513 Northwestern. How did I get the sense that you'd been part of group shows before?
Well, I had a couple shows, you know, before I got my BFA when I was in my
20s.
Oh,
a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, and then I didn't do anything. And then I guess about maybe 15 years ago, I started painting on furniture because it also fit my lifestyle. I'm a junker, so I'd find stuff in the garbage and drag it home and paint furniture, and I would enter my furniture in, like, craft and art shows.
Sure,
you know, so
sure.
I did become an Illinois artisan doing that,
mm-hmm.
but that was through painting furniture, and I didn't really like doing that anymore because it just took a long time, and it was painting a 3D piece. So I just kind of lightly kept painting through the years. And and I don't know, the way Tony found me is he kind of kept in touch with my family, and really through Facebook. I would see his work and comment on it, and then I would post things, and he'd comment on it, and that connection started about 10 years ago, I guess.
Well, he really, I'm sure he is. Tony is one of the great talkers I've ever met in my life. So it's not as if he's going to keep his feelings secret from you, but this is what he wrote me in a note, and we had talked about you for some time on the phone, but he wrote, in an introduction to your show, and the show is up at the Dime Gallery, currently up there at 1513 Northwestern Avenue, he wrote this: Patty Kirk's paintings speak to her strong Catholic faith and spirituality, her adherence to the primacy of family and faith. They also invoke thoughts of that which is unseen, a pursuit of the invisible. An invocation to the spirits, which are a foundational element of her faith. She's been painting. Now he tells me stuff that I already know here. Please join us. He calls your work, Patty, mysterious, marvelous, and powerful. And I will echo those sentiments. I'm looking at a picture of a lady with a dog. That mm-hmm. is, the dog is as big as the lady. It's one of the most stunning pieces. I've got to come up there. Is that up at the show?
Yeah, it's up. I have 18 pieces up. So, yeah, that one's up.
Was it hard? What did Tony finally do to convince you? I mean, you seem like such a lovely person and self-effacing, and all of a sudden Tony's like, you got to have a show. I got to put you up at the Dime. Was it hard to convince you?
It did take him a lot because I wasn't very forward.
Sure.
Calling him, and I was kind of shy, and I don't really know how the art world works.
Honestly, Pat, that's probably for the best because no, the way Tony, the whole gallery scene there, Tony will tell you it's a very politicized world, and I think this your entry into it could not be at a better place than the Dime. When you picked out the 18 pieces you were going to exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously, worked with Tony and Max about where they were going to be hung. But when you walked into that opening of your show and saw them all on the walls, what do you think?
Well, it was just, I was so nervous. And since January, since I knew when it was going to be, it's just been this buildup. And not just with me, but my whole family, because, I'm 62, so my whole family's been going through my art career with me.
Yeah.
My mom and dad are 89, and it was such a big night for all of us, and I've been sitting in my studio for a long time painting, and it's kind of like singing a song that a lot of people don't get to hear, don't know how people feel about it. Sometimes I don't know if they're bad or really good or really bad, it's just
sure.
So
well, it's being, that's very interesting because I'm sure the opening night the gathering was filled with a lot of your relatives and friends.
Yeah.
And they're, mm-hmm. they're likely to be an easy crowd, but it also would attract that Tony Fitzpatrick Dime and Tony and Max Dime crowd, and all of a sudden it's like having to stand up in class when you're
exactly.
when you're in fourth grade and you're like, well, I don't really want to do this, but Tony tells me, he says that many pieces have sold not to mm-hmm. family members. Has it inspired you? Has it energized you? Has it empowered you?
I've been empowered for the last I would say year.
Yeah.
Since Tony said, I want you to have a show. Mm-hmm. Because I went to a book signing of his at Fitzgerald.
Those are always crazy.
And that was the first time he said, I want you to have a show. It was my 60th birthday.
Oh.
And after that, I looked at my painting different, you know, because when Tony said it to me, I was like, well, maybe I do need to have a show. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I can do this. So it hasn't changed since the show. It's probably been 2 years, and I've looked at painting so different. You know, it's like I'm more excited about it and more confident.
See, I think that's a big thing, too. I get it, but you're like a flower blooming now. You know what I mean? And it's very hard to pause and say, yeah, I feel exactly this way about it. It's an organic thing, the way you're feeling, and it's all of it absolutely, absolutely justified. With you, in the couple minutes we have left, Patty, and it's a real pleasure to meet you even on the phone and see your work. How do you describe, Tony's one thing, Tony has his particular viewpoint, but how do you describe, if we were on a bus, and I sat down, and I said, hey, how are you, and we both said, God, it's snowing in April, that's crazy, and if I said to you, you said, what do? I said, I write for a newspaper, and I said to you, what do you do, and you said, I'm an artist, and I said, what are your paintings like, what would you say?
Well, they're just, I used to only paint pretty things, but now I just paint things that make me feel something. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, 10 years ago, I was always looking for something that I thought was beautiful.
Yeah.
But now I think what I think is beautiful has changed totally, and I just look for something, I don't know, I'm always collecting things and looking at images and...
Well, something that moves you, something that sparks, that you know, strikes a spark in you.
Yes.
You know, and I do love Tony's description, mysterious, marvelous, and powerful. That covers a lot of ground. Patty Kirk is on exhibit at the Dime Gallery probably through the end of the month. The Dime is at 1513... Northwestern Avenue. You can go to Facebook, Dime Gallery, and see a work of Patty's and figure out what hours they are. And then you can go say hi to Max and Tony, who are often there, and Patty, if she drops by. Patty, it's a real pleasure to meet you over the phone. We have a great mutual friend in Tony, and you are a great artist. So take
thank
that.
You, Rick.
Well, no, if someone says, well, what kind of paintings do you paint? Say, well, Rick Hogan thinks they're great. So it's the easy answer. It's really a treat to talk to you, sweetie. And I can't wait to see your work in person. I can't wait.
I'll let you
know exactly what I think, too. Patty Kirk, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. What a nice person.